Padma Lakshmi is probably best known as the host of the TV show Top Chef on Bravo. She's also worked as a model and an actress. She was born in India and moved to America to be with her mother, who had moved to the States after the breakup of an arranged marriage. Raised between two countries, Padma developed a love of food and family. In her 20s, she met and fell in love with the author Salman Rushdie.
He's an extremely brilliant and charming and layered and complicated man. And, you know, if you're somebody who's like me, and especially Indian, it's sort of like meeting Hemingway in your 20s, you know?
Padma Lakshmi came out on the other side of that marriage, had a child, lost a partner to brain cancer, and throughout it all, she kept working in TV and writing cookbooks. Her memoir, Love, Loss, and What We Ate, centers on the last several years of her life, beginning with her relationship with Rushdie, something she didn't want to dwell upon with us. What she wanted to talk about was food and its importance in her life from the very beginning.
From my earliest childhood memories, I can remember being in the kitchen, and my grandmother and my aunts and my older cousins and my mother certainly all taught me about food. I only found out recently from a scientist in Seattle at the Science Museum that I'm a super taster. And I never knew this was actually
what is that?
A thing. They just give you these little tabs with different drops of flavor on them and you put them in your tongue. And some people cannot pick out certain bitter notes and some people can. It just means you have certain taste buds that other people don't have.
Did you know you had those taste buds before you got this job, or is it just
no,
serendipitous?
I bring it up because from a very early age, I was always very curious about eating foods that normally toddlers don't eat.
Like what?
Very sour things like mango and tamarind. Very bitter things like fermented foods or certain Asian vegetables. And, you know, you don't really give a bowl of fiery Indian pickles to a two-year-old. And yet I was climbing up on my grandmother's shelves in the kitchen like a monkey, you know, sort of like a temple monkey, to try and get at the pickle jars, which were ever moving higher to prevent me from doing exactly that thing. And in the afternoon when it was really hot and everyone else was napping, you know, I would sneak into the kitchen and do that. And because I think my young palate needed that stimulation.
Although, don't you say in the book that you did go through a chapter of your life and all you did was eat white rice?
My mother came to New York when I was two to make a better life for us. She had an arranged marriage, which was unhappy. And I stayed back with my grandparents in Madras, or Chennai as it's now called. Mm-hmm. And I joined her when I was four. And I was very used to a lacto-vegetarian Hindu-Brahmin diet. And so I found it very hard to eat American foods. So we would have to seek out restaurants that had rice, you know, whether it was a Chinese restaurant or a Mexican restaurant or whatever. And luckily, we lived in New York City. And I experienced the city through my palate. And it was an exciting place to grow up as a child. It gave me great independence, but it also allowed me to really experience a lot of the world in a much less sheltered way than I would if I was living anywhere else.
How has Top Chef changed your perception of food? You're someone who clearly you have an emotional attachment to it. It has meant something to you for a long time, but has it changed how you cook? Has it changed how you eat?
Getting to rub shoulders with all of these great chefs, from Thomas Keller to Daniel Boulud to Jacques Pepin and on, it does inform my thinking about food, I hope. I mean, how can it not? But, you know, our show is really about professional chefs who command a kitchen that puts out 200 plates of food that are all different and hot and come out at the same time. But, you know, it has informed me immensely. I mean, I would consider myself a culinary spelunker. And I love nothing more than to go to a new town or city and discover that city through its food.
So when it's a Tuesday night, maybe it's rainy, maybe it's not, but it's just you and your daughter, Krishna, what do you cook?
At home, we cook a lot of lentils and rice. We eat mostly a plant-based diet at home with some lean protein. We have a little bacon, not often, probably with carbonara mostly.
What's your splurge?
My splurge is pizza.
Okay.
And my splurge is also once in a while a burger. But I don't like really big, high, thick patties. I like, you know, an In-N-Out burger if you're on the West Coast, a Shake Shack burger if you're on the East Coast, things like that.
Nice. Padma Lakshmi, host of Bravo's Top Chef and the author of a new memoir called Love, Loss, and What We Ate. Padma, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much. It was an honor to be here. ¶¶